Sat Only Version, Reno Center, October 24th, 2021. After meditation and bhajan, Kavi reads the quote and asks several questions relating to that. Everybody shares their understanding and experiences, and then Sat makes some comments. In this version of the audio, everybody's comments are taken out and only Sat's comments remain.
For tonight's study circle, we're going to be reading the prayer Divine Love from the book Love and Wisdom. In the ocean of God's love, questions are swallowed. The future is swallowed. The path is swallowed. There is only a leaf, a particle of existence that goes freely, abundantly, and carelessly to wherever this ocean takes it, without thoughts about where am I going, when am I getting there, how am I getting there, and who is going to help me. This love cherishes, nourishes, and is infinitely effective.
Well, in the ocean of God's love, questions are swallowed, the future is swallowed. That means when you abandon yourself in that love, what is it to ask? Who's going to worry about the future? And does it even need a path? You're already swimming in this ocean. And that's when you feel light and you trust that this ocean is all there is and the only existence, and so you just let go. You just let go and let it be. And then by doing that, we feel very careless, carelessly, without a weight. And of course, you're so blessed out in this ocean, why would you want to know where is your next thought is coming from? And there is no question of wanting help from outside of you because you are drenched in this. I think this is very much points to trust meditation. The ocean of God's love could be that promise. And when you let yourself go in that promise, then what is left to do? And it says this love cherishes, nourishes, and is infinitely effective. It means there is no need in this because it is infinitely effective. Now, all of you understood it. I don't need to elaborate on it at all. But what I can say is that I was walking to halfway up the hill. There was a boulder that I used to sit there and meditate. And I believe Gopi was with me. So we meditated, and I got up and jumped down into the dirt, this just poured out. And whenever something pours out of me, it's really for me. It's in that moment is the remedy for me. And I can assure you that this remedy was very, very needed in that period of my life. I was going through physical problems, and this really was soothing to let go, to let it be. And believe it or not, I got healing out of this prayer. I really did. It took away a strength of what appeared to be knocking me down. So that's a personal thing. Otherwise, everybody's interpretation is absolutely perfect. Now, I've been reminded over and over today, I had a very grateful day because of the rain, because of the change of the leaves, because of the fresh air. And I find myself driving and having my hand here and again here. And I was thinking, if we have time, can we all put our hand here on the heart? And silently just do our own thing, whatever, just having a fresh air, as simple as that, or fresh water, or whatever. Now let's find a few very new ones that we might have missed. Something very simple, or something that you might have not thought about it today and you're just beginning to see it. It's really acknowledgement more than anything. We're acknowledging, and that is the highest thanks. And the thank you is really doesn't have to be directed to any place, because the place that receives it is omnipresent. So it's good enough if you find your silence and just keep on acknowledging. Acknowledging the inner and the outer and the oneness. Because the words, all of you express that the words doesn't do it. So the hand on the heart and a heartfelt gratitude will do it. That's wonderful. You guys are staying for a long time. There is a lot to be grateful about. Namaste.
Thank you.
Almighty Father, fill thy grace for the purpose of union and to satisfy and glorify thy creation, we take this prasad. Amen.